Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to thank you for joining today and bettering yourself, learning how to be a better professional in the real estate game. Whether you're a lender, whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're in title, we think this is going to be an impactful message for you today. We're excited for you to join us. We are joined today by none other than Sherry Riano. What up, Sherry?
What's up?
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, and we actually have a special guest on today, Mike Woljan. Mike has been in real estate since 2010. He started in Apex, is still there, and really has ingratiated himself in the community and is excited to be on today and just kind of share a little bit about himself, but also just some really cool things that he's put on his own personal socials lately. So in addition to listening today, go out and check out his social medias. He can expound a lot more on there. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Nice for coming from Apex.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for feeding me.
Oh, absolutely.
Plug DeFara.
Yes, DeFara. We love you. And this is why Mike comes to my office quite a bit.
Pretty much. fat guy goes where the pizza is. So, like you said, I've been in the game since 2010. I'm super grateful to be here. My first podcast. Nobody I'd rather do this with. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Been in real estate since 2010, sort of when everybody was getting out of the game. I remember being home in Philadelphia for Thanksgiving and telling my family that I was going to go into real estate in 2010. And my uncle asked if I was an idiot.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, are you stupid? No. Why would you possibly get into real estate?
Love the support.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Fun at the Woljan house.
Yeah.
So started in 2010, was background, worked for a builder,
okay,
for several years before that. My story, give you a little bit of outline on who I am and sort of where I come from. I had me and my wife had our first child in 2006. I was working for a national builder in Philadelphia. The market, as you guys know, died, and they said you could either go to North Carolina or you could not have a job. So I said, I'll go to North Carolina. So we picked up and we went, and then we had our second child in 2008. And I was sort of the last round of layoffs in Pennsylvania. I made it through several rounds.
Really?
And it's the same exact thing happened to me in North Carolina. Mm. So I was sort of at a crossroads, laid off by the same company twice with two small children. And sort of had a moment where I said, I'm never going to work for anybody ever again.
Yeah.
So I went to real estate school in 2010, and haven't looked back since then. We've grown every year we've been in the business. I have a very small team. It's only me and four other agents and our incredible operations manager, Ashley.
Love Ashley.
She's the best. Realtors, don't get any ideas. You cannot steal her. She's the glue. So, we're just a small group. We have an office in downtown Apex on Salem Street, claim to fame next to Fresh Ice Cream. Very much involved in the community, whether giving back to service people, doing blood drives for the community. I live in Apex. We are just, part of the heartbeat of that community and love helping people. We go all over wherever the business is, but sort of, centralized at home. So that's my personal story, just to give you a little bit of information about me and sort of what drives me. But again, really happy to be here.
Yeah, man. Well, that's cool. Well, one of the things that, you know, we're going to be discussing today is, you know, Sherry pointed out last month we had the tax evaluations come out in Wake County, and she has shared that you had done a really good job at explaining just what that means for Wake County residents, homeowners. I think there's a lot of confusion out there. And, you know, what we really liked about what you shared was you kind of broke it down and you simplified it to where, you know, everyone could really understand. And I think when you get into, you know, something like that, it's almost like when you get your first tax bill as a homeowner and you're like, holy hell, is this something I have to pay now? There's like, you know, and you know, you have to, as a lender, you have to remind, no, actually, remember that escrow account we set up for you like 12 months ago?
Remember this that is what covers
I
that.
Still get clients that call me that have been in their homes for 7 years that say, oh, when is my tax bill? And I'm like, you escrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
So don't worry. Just the mortgage company's going to pay it. Don't panic.
That's right. But it's just buyer education, mm-hmm. right? It's right. just general education
conditioning.
That allows peace of mind where confusion and unrest was before. And your post really did a really good job of helping bring education to that area. So we were kind of hoping you would just really kind of dive into that. Like kind of talk about what happened in January 2024 with the evaluations. Talk about why it happened, but also talk about how it affects the average buyer.
Yeah, so I'm glad we're talking about it because you're right. So much of it is just not knowing, right? And people don't do this every day like we do it every day.
Right.
So it's simple for us to sort of have a greater understanding about the process and what it means because we're in it every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the assessments come out every 4 years. Used to be every 8 years, mm-hmm. 8 years. Now it's every 4 years. So the last assessment was in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So right around what COVID era.
Mm-hmm.
And as if you've been paying attention at all to real estate values in this area, specifically Wake County, you'll know that the values have exploded since then.
Mm-hmm.
If you've attempted,
yes, it is, right?
If you have tried to buy a home, and whether it was in 2020, 2021, and you were in multiple offers and you were having to pay a ridiculous amount of due diligence to today, because even when the market has shifted a little bit because interest rates have gone up, values haven't really come down, mm-hmm. especially in desirable areas like where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So with the assessments, they're a true reflection, not quite a true exact mirror reflection of where
right.
the values are. They're still, in some cases, 5 to 10% off. But they're a reflection of what's happened to real estate values since 2020. So I give you a personal example. We have our home in Apex, and when our assessment came, the value had doubled. And I think the initial reaction is, oh, my God, my taxes are going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this
right?
is life changing.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge problem for me. I'm going to have to spend so much money on taxes, blah, blah, blah.
Kids,
blah.
You're not going to college. Oh,
okay. I'm actually in that right now. So
hope you enjoyed ice cream yeah. last month. You're never yep. getting it again.
Yep, 100%. So I think when the initial shock sort of wears off, you realize that they've adjusted the tax rate.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
the tax rate has come down pretty significantly too. So even though your taxes might have gone up based on the assessment, with the rate coming down, it's a pretty minimal difference.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my personal home, like I said, doubled in the assessment. So you would think I'll double the taxes. Well, with the rate coming down, it's actually, I've worked out the math. It's only about $21 a month.
Really?
Change. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not, listen, it's not my money. Your money is not my money. So $21, I'm not trying to make it not seem like a big deal, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about a monthly nut, when it comes to, you know, those kinds of payments, it's not hopefully life changing.
Well, it's also right. relative because your value doubled, but your increase in tax payment only went up $21, right?
Like, yeah, mm-hmm.
you know, the value there is substantially greater than the monthly payment.
Than the cost of basically $300 additional.
There you
year.
Go.
If I was going to ask you, would you like to have double the value and slightly bigger tax?
Oh yes.
Your tax bill, $21 a month.
I'm ready.
I think everybody listening would sign up for the double the value because,
mm-hmm.
wow, I mean, there's nothing in the stock market. There's no mutual funds that are doubling in value in 4 years.
That is
so,
for sure.
So it's been, if you did buy, you know, recently or even in the last 15, 20 years and you've seen your values more than double, you're in a good spot and hopefully the extra little bit of money for an assessment standpoint isn't going to hurt you. Maybe we could link. So there's a tax calculator
mm-hmm.
that the county provides. Maybe we could link that
in the podcast.
Yeah, where can that be found?
Well, it's all my social posts. I don't remember the exact.
Is it your personal social post?
No, I think it was done through the Waldron Real Estate Group.
I do too.
Okay.
I think
good.
It's on there.
But we'll check and we'll get you that information. It's great because you can put in your address and then it'll show you what your last year's tax payment was,
mm-hmm.
what last year's rate was,
right.
and what the proposed cost will be for 2024. Obviously, it. Because tax bills don't come out until September, so you're not going to know exactly
until then. Yeah,
but it can show you exactly the breakdown, which I think is really great. Hopefully, we can link that in the podcast.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I hope that was, in general, a fairly good explanation.
Oh,
but it's not as scary as it seems.
I think there's been a lot of hype about it. And yeah. Like you said, I don't think everybody balanced out that, yes, it doubled, but they also lowered the rate. And so that's why we didn't feel what people thought they were going to feel when their value did double.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, what other areas in the country are you seeing double values in 4 years? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's maybe three places in the entire country.
Maybe.
So think about the benefit you're getting in terms of generational wealth.
That's right.
When you are doubling your values.
Yeah.
And with the market, you know, as you guys have probably talked about on previous podcasts, but with interest rates having gone up and the market being tougher,
mm-hmm.
prices still haven't come down.
Right.
So it's not like we're in this free fall.
Mm-mm.
And you're going to be assessed something that isn't what it is. I mean, there are still, in the areas that we live in, and we're talking about Wake County, there are still, some houses are sitting a little bit longer than they did 2 years ago, but there are still houses that are going multiple offers well over asking price.
Well,
so
I think it's also important to remember, even in 2008, this area appreciated in value.
Yeah.
You know, and so in 2008, this area appreciates, this, I mean, yes, last 2 years have been tough on interest rates and tough on the housing market, but we're in nowhere close to the situation we were in 2008.
Right.
How much more so are we going to expect to see appreciation even this year if the Fed does drop rates 3 or 4 times? If you're an investor, they're thinking 5 or 6 times. I mean, how much more are we going to see appreciation in this area just from those drops? I think, you know, we have a very insulated market. We say it all the time to where, you know, whether you agree with the state politics or not, the state government has made it very lucrative and beneficial for big businesses to move into the state. And with big businesses moving in, so do people. People bring families, you know.
They need places to live.
Those yep. families will need places to live, baby. That's yep. right.
That's right. And we don't still have enough inventory.
There's no inventory. There's still no inventory.
I mean, it's just not what we need.
Yeah.
I mean, builders aren't building it fast enough. People are really wanting to hang on to that 2% and 3% rate they got, right?
Yep.
And they're willing to do whatever it takes to hang on to it. So it's going
to, that's where they should talk to you.
They should, because with the values that they have actually just increased, right? You just doubled my value. Wow. What does that look like if we take that equity, apply it to a new house now at, you know, 6%? You might be in a bigger home.
Yeah. And you may want to hold on to your house if you can swing it, right?
Yeah. And there are people turning their primary residence into investment properties.
Yeah.
And going to buy a new primary.
Because they have a rate of 2.5%.
And they don't want
it.
And it's making money. Think about
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
And with rents the way they are in our area, and they're going to continue to at least stay stable. I don't think any reason to think that they're not. And
well,
not
you're the expert, so I just listen to what you said.
Oh, no. What? No mercy.
I think what you said is right. Like, in terms of if the Fed does come out later in the year and reduce the interest rate, you're going to see obviously mortgage rates follow. And if mortgage rates follow and we're into the fives, say, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, but say we're into the fives, you're talking about, I think, in this area, in Wake County specifically, you know, Cary, Apex, Holly Springs, Fuquay, Morrisville, Raleigh, you're going to see a frenzy again, the way that it was a couple years ago, where you were in competition in every house. And that's why I try to tell people that are thinking about selling now that now's the time to do it, because you're still going to get great value for your home.
Correct.
Right? Values haven't come down. You're still going to get, there's no inventory. You're still going to get great value selling your home. And you might actually not have to compete for that new house. And yeah, the rate might be a little bit higher. But in 6 months, you know, I think it's an overused statement now, but you marry the house, you date the rate. But it's so true in that you get into a house where you're not bidding. Maybe you get a little bit off. Maybe you get some incentives from a builder, which they were not doing in 2020, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And you adjust your rate, you refinance your rate later on, and you've got into a home at a good price and sold your home for immense value. Mm-hmm.
And you got exactly what you wanted versus having to settle.
Right. Yeah, it's so true. So many times people were rushing. Mm-hmm. It was a frenzy, right?
How many times people said, well, I wish we hadn't have done that now. Well, that's why we talk about going ahead and acting now, like we're saying, don't wait for the frenzy to come, because then inevitably you will give up on something, whether mm-hmm. it's a location, it's the style of home, it's a number bedroom, whatever for you. So, you know, act now.
And we, listen, so much of our business is based on referrals, mm-hmm. right? So I truly say this to my clients, like, I don't care when you do it, as long as I'm your first phone call. And I know that you feel the same mm-hmm. way.
That's right.
So
forever client.
I'm not telling you this we're not telling you this, in my opinion, for our benefit. I'm telling you this because I know what it was like in 2020, 2021, and how difficult it was on buyers. Mm-hmm. And if the effect on sellers hasn't been diminished based on a decelerated market, and you could still get what you want while also not having to play the game on the buy side, I mean, it's a huge benefit.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think it also, I mean, just like the tax evaluation, it comes down to buyer education. Yeah. If you can educate your buyer on why the best deals are not 6 months from now when the first rate drops, but the best deals were yesterday. And the further we get away from yesterday, the less of a deal you're going to get as a buyer. I think that is key in educating the people that we talk to every single day. That lead who's just been on the fence and, well, they were waiting for rates to come down from 8% and now they're 6.5%, and they're still on the fence. Well, you know, we haven't identified, I don't think, that buyer's pain point, and maybe it's just a lack of education on what is actually going to happen when those rates get to where they want to be.
You're 100% right. And when you get off the fence, there's going to be 100 other people getting off the fence.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be alone jumping the fence. Uh-uh. You're going to have people to break your fall.
That's it. Well, let's talk about home just a little bit. I want to hear more about Apex. Just what have you seen in the Apex area? And then also, give me a place that you think is on the up and up. Like, where do you see buyers moving to or sure. just a natural growth towards?
So, you know, Apex is obviously an amazing place. It was voted, I think, in 2019, the best place in the country to live by Money Magazine. I've seen the growth happen over the years tremendously. I think we moved to Apex in 2008. So I've had three different homes in Apex. I obviously, our office is there, live, work, and play there. Kids go to school there. Seen just tremendous growth. It used to be subdivision here, subdivision there, farm, farm, farm. Well, those farms are pretty much forgotten yeah. at this point. I know that if you're sure. familiar with the Apex area there, I remember when across from Olive Chapel Elementary was a huge farm, and now it's the public shopping center. Nice. And that's sort of what happened everywhere. And it's yeah. gone that way into New Hill as well, mm-hmm. With Jordan Point and some of the other neighborhoods in that area. And there is not a ton of land left. Like you guys talk about Cary, I'm sure a lot. And it's the same in Apex. It's the same happening in Holly Springs. It's the same happening in Fuquay. I think when you look at investment and for the next area that may double in value by the time the next tax assessment comes out in 2028, I really follow the builders. I always look to follow where are the builders going.
That's right.
And every builder that I have my eye on is gone to Sanford. Wow. So I believe that Sanford, you know, the way that they talked about Pittsburgh 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, everyone was on. And now you look at Pittsburgh, it's almost as expensive as it is in Apex.
I know.
And the schools have gotten great in Chatham County. And I think the same growth is going to happen in Sanford. And so do large businesses. You've got Apex. You've got Amazon hubs going up all over.
Isn't the mighty, mighty name of Disney coming to Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Yeah.
Building a community out there.
100%. So I've had investors purchase in Sanford, because you can get a great new home. One of my investment strategies when I talk to people that are just starting to buy their first investment homes is buy new, mm-hmm. because you get all the benefits of the builder's warranty. So mm-hmm. you don't have to really manage that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get in the beginning of a neighborhood and you can watch as they, every few homes sell, the prices go up. So by the time it's 150 home community, by the, you're the fifth or sixth in there, you're taking the risk that they're going to finish it, which mm-hmm. all these builders are going to finish, finish it in mm-hmm. this area. Every five or six sales, prices go up. Yep. So by the time you're done, you got $50,000, $60,000 in equity in your house.
So nice.
So that's where I see the growth happening, sort of outside of Apex, Holly Springs, Fuquay, which carry, which are always great places to invest. But if you were, if I had $1 million to invest right now, I'm taking it all to Sanford.
Wow. It's a big...
strong.
Yeah, I'm a betting man.
That's what I'm saying. Come on down there. Woo! All right, y'all heard it here on our podcast. Yeah, $1 million, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't have $1 million.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But if I did...
That's where you would
I got this. Kids going to college soon. I gotta keep
You got it. You got to keep that money saved up.
Yeah.
Woo, for sure.
That's it.
And now it's time for Market in a Minute. This is where we give you an update on the conditions of the market each week, no matter the topic of the show. This week, we saw a lot of news coming out about the Fed's expectation of cutting interest rates, moving from March into May, where 50% of polled economists were expecting the first cut to come in May, while the other 50% were actually expecting to come in June. This is a big change from when the majority were expecting the first rate cut to come out of March of 2024. At the same time, we did see other reports state that, hey, while the expected rate cut may come later in the year, it may come steeper later this year as well. And this is because there's some economists out there that believe that the inflationary data we're getting, specifically the jobs report, is a little bit inflated itself. So we're not getting true numbers. We think that we're going to see some higher layoffs in the February reports than we saw in the January. January's job numbers came in over 300,000. We were not expecting that to be that high, which caused investors to kind of back off from that March date. So it'll be interesting to see over the next coming weeks if the new jobs report numbers reflect a lower than expected employment rate. If that does happen, expect to see more investors pricing the first rate cut from the Fed to come in May instead of June. Either way, it's setting up to be a hot summer market. Tune in next week for the next Mortgage Mindset Market in a Minute update.
Thanks a lot for being on the show today, Sherry. Thanks for being here as well. This has been Mortgage Mindset. If you've enjoyed this, if you learned something today, hit that like, hit that subscribe button. Also, if you want to be a guest, go to our website, sign up today. There's a little portal on there under the resources on Mortgage Mindset. There's a little tab that you can click on and sign up to share your story. Maybe you have something that you feel like you can share with local agents or even non-local agents that could benefit them. We'd love to hear about it. Reach out to us today. Thanks.
The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.